Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Pylon Studios in San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years now, the longest-running fight show in history. I welcome you, of course, to the Sunday edition. 2 hours live on Sports Pylon. And of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, we're rocking and rolling and talking combat sports for 2 hours. Of course, Emma coming off the brawl last night. I'm going to talk about the fight that took place inside the cage of the UFC. I'm talking about the fight that took place outside the cage. Of course, that's where all the controversy is. A big riot pursued afterwards. The Metro cops were involved. The security was involved. The bottom line is Khabib almost went to jail. Of course, Khabib being the reigning lightweight champion after defeating Conor McGregor in what has to be described as a grudge match or a hate match. I mean, these guys just didn't like each other. Remember the ordeal where Conor McGregor threw a forklift or a hand cart at a bus and broke some glass and people got hurt a few months ago and this and that. Of course, he escaped criminal charges or serious criminal charges because the UFC intervened and said, you know what, if you fight Khabib, we'll take care of this and make it go away, because that's how much money they were going to make, okay? So they made it go away. And now, of course, Khabib comes back and beats him in a fight, chokes him out in the fourth round, and makes him submit. And then, of course, afterwards, goes after a corner man, all kinds of stuff going on. Bottom line is, it wasn't quite the Tyson Holyfield riot of 1996, but it was close. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Got a few funny texts overnight. I'll talk about that. 415, the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
So how do I explain last night? I don't know. I've been in this game a long time, you know, the fight game. But what took place last night is a rare occasion. I mean, here you had a guy in Conor McGregor. Of course, his real forte is getting under people's skin, is irritating people. This is what the Irishman does best, okay? No doubt about it. He irritates people. Of course, he irritated enough Floyd Mayweather fans to convince them that he might be able to beat Floyd Mayweather. Of course, they plucked down the $100 to watch the pay-per-view and got taken to the cleaners because it was a rout. It was a 10-round shutout, no doubt about it. I mean, it was all about Floyd. I mean, was Conor in the fight after the referee's instructions and the national anthem? Probably not. I mean, Floyd just toyed with him. Anyway, that's what happens when, you know, you mix a boxer with an MMA fighter in a boxing match. Now, had it been the other way around, of course, Floyd would have got lit up like a White House Christmas tree. But last night, you know, Khabib was he was dominant in the octagon. He was a dominant fighter. He got clipped a couple of times, but he was dominant for the most part. He just mugged. I've seen videos of him on YouTube wrestling bears as a kid, like a 13, 14-year-old kid wrestling bears. I mean, really wrestling bears. I'm not kidding you. Wrestling bears, live bears. So the guy's a bit of an anomaly. He's a different type of guy. So when you call his father a coward and all kinds of different names and mock his religion the whole nine yards, you know, he might react a bit negatively.
Khabib, congratulations on your victory tonight, but as I'm sure you're aware, the story is really about what happened after the fight, unfortunately. Can you tell us in your words what caused you to jump over the cage and to go after Conor's team?
What's up, guys? How are you? First of all, I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission, Nevada, sorry to Vegas. I know this is not my best side. You know, this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being, and I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage. You know, what about he talk about my religion, he talk about my country, he talk about my father. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? What about this? Why people talk about I jump over the cage? Why people still talk about this? Like, I don't understand. I am respect. My father teach me, hey, you have to be always respectful. My old team, where I'm training California 7 years, everybody know who I am. All my friends, like everybody who know me, they know who I am, you know? And I told you guys, these guys, not only him, his old team and him, they tap machines. You know, I told you guys, when you put him wrong way, he gonna tap. You know, what happened today? Like, they call him two-time world champion, like two weight classes, but today he tap. And that's why, alhamdulillah, belt is here, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. And you know, and I want to say something like, you know, like people a little bit, it's not people, I think it's media. Media a little bit change MMA. This is respect sport, you know. This is not trash talking sport. This is respect. So like I told you before, guys, I want to change this game. I don't want people talk about like opponents, talk about his father, like religion. You cannot talk about religion. You cannot talk about nation. You know, guys, you cannot talk about this stuff. And you know, this is for me is very important. And thank you so much. Thank you, guys. Thank you for waiting for me here. I know my father gonna smash me when I go home because I know he's gonna smash me. And Nevada, sorry. Vegas, sorry. And alhamdulillah, undisputed, undefeated UFC lightweight champion. Thank you so much. And I'm very proud about, like, all media talk about, he take picture with Putin, something like this. He just called me and he said he very proud of me. I win. And he said congratulations. And you know, I told you guys, everything I'm gonna change 6th October. And I do this. Alhamdulillah, thank you so much.
Scary dude. Absolutely scary dude. I'm telling you, there are two guys that frighten me. He is one, Sergio Kovalev, the WBO light heavyweight title. Of course, Andre Ward sort of burst his bubble. But those two guys, I would not want to meet up with them in an alley anywhere unless I had a gun. I'm telling you, this guy is a monster. The way he took care of Conor last night, he just snuffed Conor out. I mean, it was no contest. They're talking about a rematch. Why would you want to have a rematch when one person's basically murdered the other person or just destroyed them? I mean, you're talking about a guy that tells people in the middle of fights, please quit. I've broken you. I have broken you. Don't make me hurt you anymore. I mean, it was just crazy. Anyway, straight up, we're going to get into that in depth. Of course, the riot. What does that mean? It means the guy's going to get suspended by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. That means, you know, I could see the UFC playing a game here and actually, like, not caring whether he got, you know, his citizenship or his work visa here taken away or anything like that. I mean, I'm not saying it'll get to those extremes, but it just might. You never know with the political climate as it is right here in the United States. Anyway, Khabib, of course, training and living in California, Silicon Valley down there, the American Kickboxing Academy. Bad dude. I told you about him a few years ago that he was just a monster, 26-0 now. Is he 27-0 now, of course, and stopping Conor McGregor in the fourth round. Some of the Irish people thought that, you know, Conor had a chance. As I said to you, it was slim and none, and man, Slim had left town a long, long, long time ago. So I'm glad it ended up the way it did the fight, meaning that, you know, nobody really got hurt. I mean, that's what's sort of cool about combat sports. And some of you don't get off on that because you like the punishment, like the blood and guts, of course, of the Anthony Pettis, Tony Ferguson fight, which we'll get into. But blood and guts usually means guys having to sell pencils later in life. Sell pencils later in life? What the hell is he talking about? What I'm talking about is like the residual effects of combat sports. In other words, you know, I'll be talking like this one day, and then in a few weeks or in a few months or who knows when. Then, hello, yeah, I think you know, and that's what happens. I'm telling you, more often than not, especially in football. I mean, having covered football, the NFL and college football and high school football and things like that for the better part of four decades off and on, the injuries in football, man, like I told you, interviewing Mark Gastelum, who was a professional boxer. He was a guy that was an all-pro with the New York Jets, the Sack Exchange. That's what he called the New York Sack Exchange instead of the Stock Exchange. He was a defensive end. He was rushing quarterbacks. Of course, he was also hanging out with chicks, and he was a bit of a celebrity in the National Enquirer and the New York Post and things like that. But when he turned professional boxer, I interviewed him one time, and you know, it was like a nightmare because he couldn't pay attention for a minute and a half. In other words, he had something on his mind, and he couldn't pay attention to the camera. He couldn't look at me. He couldn't do anything. So it was a bit of a put it this way. Anyway, the producer was yelling in my ear, get him off the air, get him off the air. But he also yelled that when I had James Caan, of course, of Godfather fame, James Caan, the actor. I had him on the air one time from on TV, a pay-per-view, Mancini, somebody, Hogan. I think it was Mancini, Hogan, up there in Reno, Nevada. And James Caan, I think he's an Academy Award-winning actor. Anyway, the bottom line is he shows up, and I'm supposed to interview him. So they're going to say, you know, you got to interview James Caan, the Godfather. I said, cool, man. This is going to be cool, man. So he's drunk as a skunk. And I don't know he's drunk as a skunk until he opens his mouth. He goes, I've never met the dude before. I have no idea who this guy is. I mean, outside of the fact he's an actor and I've seen him on the big screen, nothing outside of that. He's a fight fan. Look, I know nothing else, okay? So he opens his mouth and he's drunk as a skunk. And I ask him, I finally say to him, you know, the producer's screaming in my ear so loud, my ear's ready to pop. And I said to him, get him off the air, get him off the air. He said he wasn't saying it in such polite words. Anyway, the bottom line is the late Lou Fal-Signo. He was a promoter. But as I'm dealing with Khan, so I said, I tried to get out of the Khan interview with like something that would be real easy. So James, give me a prediction. He goes, the world will come to an end in 2015. I mean, he was just absolutely nuts, drunk and out of his mind. But that's what happens when you do live TV or live radio. That's why I try not to do television or radio with drunks and kids. Drunks, kids, and animals, because when you get the three of them together, anything's unpredictable. You can never write a script. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, open phone lines around the planet. Of course, coming up, we're bringing Johnny Sig. See what Siggy has to say about last night's fight. Of course, he's the godfather when it comes to the boxing world around here. He just lays it out, man, tells it in the Siggy world. Of course, only John Signorella tells it like it is. Bottom line is, we'll bring in John Sig. We'll also continue to cover the UFC as well. You can text us. The text line's hot and happening. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. November 29th, October 2nd, live in Panama City, baby, the WBO convention. I'll be there. Check us out, WBOboxing.com. If you'd like to go, you can still check in, check out some reservations. You know, we've got a couple open rooms. The bottom line is we're going to rock and roll. Tearing Panama down, baby, November 29th. October 29th through November 2nd. I'm just kidding. It'll be like a grade school meeting. Just kidding. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Go on to Panama!
There is no place I'd rather be than with you.
Yeah.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What is hip? The mighty Tower of Power. You know what is hip. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, baby, 35 plus years now. I remember in the beginning they said, you know, you can't do radio. What do you want to do radio for? Then, of course, I went and got this insurance magnate named Joe Gilardi down in San Jose, California, of J&J Sports, a boxing promoter at the same time. I got him to invest $4,000 in me. That was in 1984. Look, here we are, like, damn, almost 40 years later, man, still rocking and rolling and kicking ass coast to coast and around the world on the mighty internet. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it to Sin City, Las Vegas. Let's bring in Johnny Sig, of course. Signorella, how'd you view last night's fight? Of course, I'm talking about the first fight or the second fight. Which one did you enjoy most? The post-fight brawl?
Man, I'm sorry, Pete, not to cut you off. I enjoyed the whole card, and it's a shame that we're actually talking about the aftermath, which is totally juicy, obviously.
Oh,
I
was pretty...
But I tell you what, I enjoyed the fight. Very tactical, Pete.
Well, yeah, but when you wrestle bears and you beat up bears at the age of 13, I mean, what's 140, 155-pound guy from Ireland?
You know, and there was a lot of emotion going in, you know, the bus attack and then going after his religion. You don't talk about people's religions and families. You don't do that in this thing. There's supposed to be a code of conduct, if you will. And Conor really got under this guy's skin.
Yeah,
and it was obvious, and you know, after the fight, he showed that he couldn't contain his emotions back towards Conor.
Okay, let's see what Dana has to say about it.
Well, Dana, as you can imagine, we're all trying to make sense of what happened after the fight. Right now, just in your words, can you tell us what you saw, what did happen, what unfolded after everything?
Yeah, so I saw one of Conor's guys yelling at Habib, and Habib ran and jumped over the octagon. And, you know, went after him. Then eventually two of Habib's guys got into the octagon, and one guy hit Conor with some shots and from behind. And then that's it. That's what I've seen. I haven't looked. The Nevada State Athletic Commission pulled the footage from us, and, you know, there's an investigation going on. They are withholding Habib's purse. They are not withholding Conor McGregor's. They looked at the footage and felt that there was no need to withhold his purse. So they gave him his, and they're keeping Habib's.
With that in mind, I mean, we didn't see the belt put on Habib tonight. Is he still currently right now the champion, or is that something you're reviewing as well?
Yeah, no, listen, being in there in the middle of this thing when it was going on, I felt that I have to start worrying about the fans and people that are inside the arena, media, the guys that are, you know, that are there watching the fight. And I felt that if we put the belt on him in the middle of the octagon, it was going to rain. And I thought that people would throw whatever they had into the octagon, and I thought it would be a dangerous situation, so I didn't do it. I said, we're going to be lucky just getting him out of here without him getting pelted. So that's what we tried to do.
You mentioned the Athletic Commission, but we saw Las Vegas Metro involved as well. I'm sure it's still kind of unfolding right now, but are you aware of any legal implications, any charges that are being filed against Habib,
so
his teammates?
The way that works is Conor was one of the guys who was attacked and things like that. Conor refused to press charges. So the guys that they did have, they've released. There were three guys from Habib's team arrested. I think they were from Habib's team. I don't know. That were arrested and they were released because Conor didn't want to press charges.
How about for you internally? I mean, it looked like two of the guys that got in there, we believe were on the roster. I mean, Islam Makhachev and Zubair Tukhugov. Would you take sanctions against him or Habib?
Of course. Of course. The guys who jumped in will never fight here. They'll never fight here. I've been working hard for 18 years to build the sport, and many of you there, I know there's a lot of media here tonight, and some of you, this is your first event. I can promise you this is not what a mixed martial arts event is normally like. And, you know, when you have such an amazing event that we've worked hard to build over the last several months, and it goes perfect. I mean, literally, it was too eerie. I kept saying, this is too crazy, man. Everybody made weight. Everything's so smooth. Everything's this and that. We took all the right precautions, you know. Those of you that have been to many events, too, you've never seen this many Metro police officers in the building. And, you know, security was unbelievable. We had meetings. I think the last meeting we had with both teams was during the OSP Reyes fight. We did another meeting with them on what's going to happen. And this is the way I was going into the octagon and nobody else until, you know, I felt like we had control. And I would determine who could come in and who couldn't. And everybody signed off and everybody was cool, you know, but I don't know. Nobody saw Habib diving over the, you know, he scaled that thing like he was a parkour guy. It happened so fast, you know. The police did what they could do and the security. They did a great job of containing it. Because I know, I was at the Tyson Holyfield fight when that thing was crazy. It just spilled out into the crowd, then it spilled out into the casino, and it just seemed like it wouldn't stop. And when it started, I had visions of that because I was there. It was scary. And they did a great job of containing it because usually that stuff spreads like a wildfire. So props to them and thanks to them.
Danny, I know you always tell, you know, us, that you never tell guys what to say or what not to say or how to hype a fight or whatever. But this thing was so emotionally, politically, you know, charged in the buildup to it. After this happened, is there any regret that maybe you allowed it to go on or didn't step in?
This isn't the last time. This isn't the last time guys are going to say mean things to each other. It's the fight business, you know? It's the fight game. It's how it works. So, listen, people have been saying mean things to each other for 18 years here at the UFC. Nothing like this has ever happened.
Yeah. And last thing for me, Dan, I appreciate you talking about this. You know, a rematch between those two seems both incredibly lucrative and also incredibly scary, you know, with what would happen. So give us an idea kind of where you stand. I mean, should these guys run it back, or is that an awful idea for the UFC?
We have to see what happens with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. I mean, not just the commission. I mean, there's going to be fines. There's going to be God knows what, you know? Can these guys get visas and get back in the country? You know what I mean? And I mean Habib. We'll see how this thing plays out. And, you know, like I was saying, been doing this for 18 years, and the biggest night ever, and I couldn't be more disappointed, you know? You know me, I'm usually mad at everything, you know? But I'm not even mad. I'm just really disappointed.
Dana, you said that the bus incident was disgusting. The press conference was the darkest press conference ever. Today, you're disappointed. Do you regret using the bus footage, which kind of incensed Conor? I mean, looking back to kind of how it ended up right now, would you do the same again?
I would.
Okay.
It's part of the story.
Yeah. Where's Khabib? Where's Khabib right now?
He's here.
Is Khabib, are we going to be able to talk to him, or do you know?
I think so. He'll be here.
Okay. Did you get a chance to talk to Conor after the whole incident, and kind of what's his mind frame after the fight? And also,
he didn't care about the fight. The fight after, he was more concerned about the fight.
What did he say?
He
about
said,
the
"Listen,
fight?
Man, I'm upset. I don't give you any of that stuff. You know, we don't like each other. Whatever." He didn't even press charges. You know, he doesn't like Habib and the whole deal, but he didn't even press charges against him and his team. He doesn't care about that. He cares that he lost the fight.
Have you talked to Khabib, right?
I have not.
Okay. Thank you.
What did he say to you in the octagon?
Who?
Habib. I saw you talking to him in the octagon.
Yeah. So Habib, he said, put my belt on me. And I said, no, we're not going to put the belt on you because I think that the fans are going to go crazy and they're going to throw stuff in here. He says, I don't care. I'm ready for this. I said, yeah, well, the other 20,000 people that are sitting here and paid for tickets aren't ready for this. You know what I mean? And he said, if I have to be arrested, then I have to be arrested, but I want my belt put on me. And then finally, Cormier and Rockhold did a great job of helping contain, you know, the situation and get him out of there.
Cormier and, of course, Luke Rockhold, both teammates at American Kickboxing Academy down here in Silicon Valley where Khabib trains. Now, I've got to tell you, Johnny, I'm sorry, I've got so many questions. My mind is sort of blown away by this. Are there criminal charges? Do you think a criminal charge is going to be forthcoming in Las Vegas? What did the newspaper say this morning?
I don't think there'll be criminal charges. The Athletic Commission's reviewing the tapes. I'm sure Metro Police out here are reviewing the tapes as well. And I think we're going to have to wait and see. But I don't really think that he's going to have criminal charges against him.
Okay. You know, it was an interesting night of mixed martial arts, no doubt about that. And we'll talk later about the Tony Ferguson. In fact, we'll hear from Tony Ferguson. We'll talk about the Tony Ferguson-Anthony Pettis fight. Of course, Anthony Pettis, a former lightweight champion, and Ferguson, a former interim champion. But you got to give Ferguson some props. I told you 6 months ago, he was like almost decapitated at the knee.
I'll tell you what, man, what a fight that was last night. I can't wait to go in depth with you later on about that. Great fight.
Next up on the Sports Byline broadcast here, folks, going to stretch things out a little bit and talk about the greatest Muhammad Ali. In other words, let's bring in some box. Let's bring some Ali into your world, because most of you have never heard Muhammad Ali in depth. I mean, you've seen him maybe a couple of clips here and there, but, you know, I found these unique clips, and I, of course, having been associated with him, I can say that, associated with him, having spent some time with him, of course, here in the United States and abroad around the world, I could tell you that he truly was the greatest. I mean, you've heard interviews from Chuck Wepner and people like that. You've heard it. Everybody has met him, Johnny, has nothing but great things to say about Ali.
They say that if you were around him and you were a doctor, you'd become a better doctor. If you were an electrician, you'd become a better electrician. If you were a boxer, you became a better boxer, and so on and so forth.
The great Johnny Signorella on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, we're talking Ali on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631.
800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Louisville, Kentucky, wearing black tie, Mr. Cassius Marcellus Clay. For his first reading, Mr. Clay will honor us with a recitation of his classic poem, I Am the Greatest.
I am the greatest, by Cassius Clay. This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal and brags indeed of a muscular punch that's incredibly speedy. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. This kid's got a left. This kid's got a right. If he hits you once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. For I am the man this poem is about, the next champ of the world, there isn't a doubt. This I predict, and I know the score. I'll be champ of the world in 64. When I say three, they go in the third. So don't bet against me. I'm a man of my word. If Cassius says a cow can lay an egg, don't ask how. Grease that skillet. He is the greatest. Yes, I'm the man this poem is about. I'll be champ of the world. There isn't a doubt. Here I predict Mr. Liston's dismemberment. I'll hit him so hard, he'll wonder where October and November went. When I say two, there's never a third. Betting against me is completely absurd. When Cassius says a mouse can outrun a horse, don't ask how. Put your money where your mouse is. I am the greatest.
Is there any doubt he was the greatest? No doubt about it. Muhammad Ali, born in January 1942, of course, passed away a couple of years ago. Has some health issues down the road, some caused by boxing, but straight up, nobody told it like it was better than Muhammad Ali. Now, we look at the weekend of boxing, of course. The kid from Japan, of course, still undefeated, former WBO champion, Naoya Inoue, now 17-0, 15 KOs, seems to be able to move up in weight from 112 to 115 and now 118 pounds. Is this guy for real, or is he just a Japanese anomaly?
This morning, he violently KO'd Juan Carlos Payano in one round, Pete, within a few seconds at 118. That's devastating power. We got another guy, Sarung Vasai, there at 118. Can these two guys dance for me, please? Because I really don't care about boxing underneath 130 pounds. But right now, this 118 division, or like these 115-pounders, they're starting to crack, bro.
Well, the Thai guy is the real guy. He's the real deal. He should be featured on American television. I mean, primetime American television, because I think American fight fans would get off on the fact that he's so good at what he does. He's not pretty. He's just brutal. And, of course, the way he beat down Chocolito in the first fight, oh, it was controversial. Yeah, okay, we'll take away controversy in the second fight. There was no contest in the second fight. He got knocked the duck out. So the bottom line is HBO's franchise fighter at 115, that was Chocolito, and HBO decides to get out of boxing a couple of months later. You think that's a coincidence, Johnny?
Part of their demise, but I think the writing's been on the wall for a while. You know, and speaking of Sarung Vasai, he got his 20th win in a row last night, as a matter of fact. when he fought in, where did he fight? Over in Thailand, I believe.
He fought at home. He fought, listen, you try to tell me that he made more money fighting at home than he would fighting on HBO? You know that didn't. You know that ain't the story, man. HBO didn't give him any money.
Well, I think that's why they were using those Superfly cards quite frequently, because they didn't have the budget, you know, to pay anyone over 130 pounds with names, you know, with the lower weight classes. Unfortunately, they fight for peanuts, Pete.
Okay, what about this IBF champ, Artur Bedabev? Is he the real deal?
Dude, that was a shootout last night against Callum Johnson. Artur Bedabev now 13 KOs, knocks out Callum Johnson, who's now 17-1 with 12 KOs. Bedabev dropped Johnson, Pete, at the end of round one, right? And then Johnson came back and floored Bedabev in round two. Shootout the whole rest of the way, only went four rounds. Bedabev gets the knockout, and he's a strong dude. And I like when I see someone get floored and get off the mat to pull out the victory.
You know, it says some of the headlines, Gusano Rojas shocks Johnny Gonzalez. J-H-O-N-N-Y. That's how Johnny spells his name. I think Johnny was shocked when he looked at the birth certificate and realized his parents misspelled his name.
You know, that's a huge mistake there, a huge gaffe, right?
No, actually, but here's what's up. I've been corrected by people in Latin countries saying that's correct spelling. No, they just got it wrong and they won't admit it.
It's funny, when I used to get love letters from girls when I was in elementary school back in the day, obviously, that's how they used to spell my name. And I'm like, you guys got it wrong. But I guess I could see the J-H-O-N, I guess, Sean. I don't know how they're hearing it. But, yes, you are correct, man. It is popular in Latin culture that they misspell that, unfortunately.
Heavyweight Jarrell Miller was in action. What did Jarrell do this weekend?
Oh, man, he knocked Thomas Adamek out, bro, in round two. And Adamek did the right thing. He went after Miller's big 317-pound, yes, guys, you were hearing that correct, 317-pound body. And Adamek had the right game plan. But I tell you what, Jarrell Miller just was like, nah, bro, that ain't going to happen here, and just mowed him down and threw a lot of punches. And Adamek, long in the tooth, got knocked out in the second round.
I thought Jarrell Miller needed a dentist. You trying to tell me he needs a dietitian?
Yeah, I think he's a little big. I understand, to each their own. If he's comfortable, you know, fighting at that weight, to each their own. I don't want to judge anyone's life, but that's a little big, man.
But, man, here's what's up, though. If you're 317 pounds, you should never lose a fight in your life. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I was – I mean, come on, man. If you're in shape and you can fight at 317, you should never lose a fight if you're that big. Anyway, bottom line is, Jarrell Miller, contender or pretender?
We'll see. I think –
Ooh, jury's out?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like last night he was slapping Adamek around with those bear claws. You know, Adamek, a lot smaller frame fighter, you know, to deal with those kind of shots. But I think a better seasoned fighter, you know, that's coming up, maybe a Dillian White, or even I saw a guy last night, Pete, Daniel Dubois, 9-0 out of the UK, fought in England last night against Kevin Johnson. Didn't stop him and went the distance, but I'm glad it did because I saw tools in this kid. So a boxer that knows how to make a man that's 317 pounds work in the ring. I like the advantages of that guy any day of the week over the bigger guy.
Kevin Johnson, wasn't he at the Last Supper?
Oh, man, he's 137 years old, Pete.
That's what I mean. Wasn't he at the Last Supper? I mean, come on, that guy's still good. But he put on, did he put on a decent performance?
I got to say, yeah, he gave the kid good work, you know. I mean, he took a lot of punishment. I thought he was going to get stopped in round four, but the savvy veteran that Johnson is was able to go the distance, and I'm glad it did because I really wanted Dubai to get that lesson last night.
You know what's funny is that we were talking earlier about Ali just for a second. Somebody just shot me a text. I had interviewed Ali's first opponent, Tony Hunsucker. He was a fireman, I believe, in the Louisville area, and Ali fought him in his pro debut. I think it went 4 or 6 rounds. Can't remember what it went. It went to decision. But he said he was later in life, he thought that Clay was just a pop off at the time, and then later in life he realized that fighting Cassius Clay back in 1960 was like the peak of his life. He didn't realize it for 15 or 20 years, but man, 15 or 20 years later, he was really proud to have lost to Muhammad Ali when originally he held the chip on his shoulder.
That must be something else, man. That's his claim to fame right there, and I'm sure he honors that memory. I mean, anyone like we talked about before that's been around him at that point, yes, he wasn't, you know, the polarized figure that he became in Muhammad Ali, but at the end of the day, he did ultimately become Muhammad Ali, and that guy shared the ring with him. So that's amazing.
There's a guy named Rocky that holds a WBA 168-pound title, and Rocky is going to fight Canelo Alvarez in Madison Square Garden, which is a bold move by a Mexican, because a Mexican has never went into the Garden before and been the headliner that I can remember, and I'm going back a ways. I just can't remember a guy going in there and saying, guess what, we've got a Mexican in the main event, and he's your big pay-per-view draw. Puerto Ricans, Trinidad, people like that, De La Hoya, I understand, but De La Hoya was Mexican-American, but I don't remember this before. Do you?
No, and I give Canelo a lot of street cred, man. He's earning a lot of points over the past couple of weeks with me, you know, fighting Rocky. And Rocky's only lost one time to Callum Smith. He was actually blown out in one round by Callum Smith. But we've seen that Callum Smith proven right now to be a good fighter. But at 168, I mean, he's going to have his hands full. I think it's a tougher fight than I thought we would have gotten with David Lemieux. I thought we were going to get Lemieux December 15th. This one was a surprise to me. Yep.
But Lemieux's a foregone conclusion. Lemieux can really crack.
Oh, God, yeah, he can. He would have left hook on that kid.
Yeah, so I don't think, why put your guy in with a guy that can crack the hardest in the division, even though he may be the fourth or fifth guy on the line? But, nah, I don't know. Anyway.
He's limited.
Who was the best fighter this weekend as far as I'll ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think shined this week as far as boxers were concerned? I mean, you can look back on the week, of course, of October 7th and 6th, and who really shined in the world of boxing?
Again, I like Daniel Dubois, the heavyweight. You always like to see a good up-and-coming heavyweight come up. The fight of the weekend in the boxing world, in my opinion, was Beterbiev and Johnson. Jesse Vargas and Thomas DeLorme last night had a good fight. Also on that DAZN card.
Wait, time out. Talk about the Vargas card. Of course, Vargas, former WBO welterweight title holder.
Yes, DeLorme and Vargas last night fought to a draw. Both got dropped. Okay, Vargas went down in round 10. DeLorme in round 12. And it was a close fight. It was a very good fight. The only reason why I'm not buzzed on it, I hate that draw. The one thing the UFC does really, really good, odd number rounds. Can you give me 11 or 13 rounds instead of 12? Because we got to negate these draws. There's too many of them nowadays.
You know, I had the WBO talking 13 rounds a couple of years ago, and then it just sort of went away. I mean, I did. It just went away. I mean, I was, hey, what about the 13? Yeah, we're going to look into that. Because, you know, 12 rounds is an even number of rounds. That's why a 15-round fight was a 15-round fight. I mean, that's just the way it was, okay? There were very few draws in 15 rounds. Plus, of course, 15 rounds increase the residual effects. I look at the guys that fought 15 rounds, and, man, they took a licking in the gym. And, of course, for 15 rounds, 45 minutes of battle. Think about that. Over 36, Johnny. That's a big difference.
Huge difference. I don't want the 15. There was a lot of fatalities and a lot of bad things residually what came by way of 15 rounds. I think I would like 11. I think it makes the fighter step on the gas a little bit quicker. We get that odd number round in there. And I think it just remains, it keeps the sport remaining a little bit safer.
Roberto Duran, Manos de Pietra, told me that, bringing title fights 12 rounds gave him a second run at life. Had title fights not been 12 rounds, had they been 15 rounds, he doesn't think he could have beat Barkley over 15 rounds. I mean, Barkley as big as a monster as he was back in 1989. Of course, Duran capturing the WBC middleweight title, the last of his championships. But, Barkley, here's what's sort of funny about Duran. Duran beat Leonard one fight when they were both at their peak. Then he had the Nomas fight and then the old man fight after that. But he beat Barkley, and Hearns beat Duran, but Barkley beat Hearns twice. You see, this round-robin stuff, they all fight each other. It's not like today we're wondering whether Canelo can beat this guy or Jacobs can beat this guy. Back in the day, we knew.
Yeah, I hate that we have to wonder, and style certainly makes fights. You know, hopefully all these apps and all these promoters can get it right. I know Bob Arum is looking to do a lot of deals with Al Haymon. Fingers crossed. Now, I'm hearing a lot of things behind the scenes that certain fights are trying to be made right now. And if we get those certain set fights, that will be amazing, especially in the welterweight division. You know who I'm talking about. Next week, we got Terrence Crawford fighting. You know, I foresee him getting rid of Jose Ramirez, in a good fight. But eventually, he's going to need to go after the Earl Spencers of the world and the Sean Porters and the Danny Garcias and so on and so forth. And Keith Thurman decides to come back.
This is hour number one of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Sigg will be back in hour number two. That's right, the great John Signorello. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of combat sports, boxing, and MMA, of course, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, live on Sports Byline.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays when anything goes. You can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can't you keep out of trouble?
In the late 1990s, the DUFC president, Dana White, ran a boxing gym in East Boston. It was a boxing gym, of course, that primarily dealt with amateur boxers. There were some professional fighters in the house as well. Anyway, Dana, of course, running this gym on a shoestring budget, not making any money. Nobody that runs boxing gyms makes any money, folks, believe me. Anyway, the bottom line is he was visited by the mob, the Boston mob. Talking about Whitey Bulger. That's right, the infamous, iconic mobster from Boston, of course, that was caught up in a dragnet for a fugitive dragnet a couple of years ago in California. Of course, serving the rest of his life in federal prison, no doubt about it, is Whitey Bulger. But Whitey Bulger threatened Dana White, and he said, "You got to give me $2,500 a week or I'm going to mess you up." And Dana says to him, "I can't give you $25 a week. I don't have it. I'm operating in the red, let alone $2,500 a week." Anyway, what I'm leading to is that Dana White's talking about how, you know, Khabib might be punished by the athletic commission, and maybe Khabib did the wrong things and that. But he didn't go overload on Khabib because, you know, the Russian mafia. You heard him. You heard Khabib mention Vladimir Putin, the Russian president there. But the Russian mob is deep in Khabib. They're all over Khabib, and they are... they're Khabib's right hand. I don't care what anybody has to say. That's just the way it is, okay? And I can accept that. I can accept that, okay? But at the end of the day, the mob involved in boxing and MMA, eventually something's going to come amiss. Somebody's going to bet on a fight. It's going to be fixed, something like that. Not involving Khabib, maybe. Maybe involving somebody else. Or maybe Khabib goes an under instead of an over. Bottom line is, the mob has nowhere, no involvement in combat sports. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two upcoming on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.